You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Among the new tracks in this week's Sound Advice is one by Sacramento artist Brewly. Here's the host of Hey Listen, Nick Bruner, in the story. Hey, Nick.
Hi, Beth. Thanks very much. Yeah, Brew, he's been a fixture in the Sacramento hip-hop scene for a long time. He's super dedicated. And this month, he released a new EP called February. And here we are capping off the month with it. It comes out just over a year since he released his full-length album, Selfie. This is a great track. We're just going to jump right into it and talk a little bit about the history after. It's called Dilla. Jay, stay paid. Jay, love Japan. Big city, the mission. LA is where we land. From Detroit, mom sang opera. Dad played jazz. Made him a beat junkie. Turned the basement to a lab. This what happened when passion sample synthesizes. Brazilian grooves, African rhythms like my fire. Keyboard wise, tangle angel. Bang on the drums. Turn up the turntable. Slum village, where you from? Dilla. Crushing competition. Came back in a Cadillac. I heard welcome to Detroit. I'm like this pack of rap. So that track, Dilla, is all about the legendary Detroit hip-hop producer, and Brew himself has roots in Detroit, so it's just a track that celebrates the life and work of this guy who was so influential. And funny thing, on my Lyft ride in here today, my driver, Randy, hi, Randy. He's a DJ from Detroit as well. I played it for him in the car. Got him listening to 90.9 right now. So, yeah. So the stars have aligned today, Beth.
I love how life works out like that. When you're paying attention and you see it happen and you take the moment. All right, what's next?
Ila Bamba, she just played Harlow's earlier this month with Sea of Bees and played tracks from her new album, Mujeres, which means full mouth. That is about the extent of my Spanish. It is embarrassing, but in spite of my ignorance, I love this track. I love the composition. It's called Boca Llena. Sola, sola si me despido. ¿A quién le importa si me voy? ¿A quién le importa si me vaya o si me retiro? Se oye. So that's the voice of Luz Elena Mendoza. She is pretty much the whole operation behind Ila Bamba. And she says on her website that music is an extension of everything I have inside. It's how I emote, and I just feel it in every single track that comes through. And especially, like, I love a good pop record. I love a good dumb pop record, but I like one that asks tough questions even more so. And in the case of Mujeres, Mendoza says that she approaches a couple different subjects in here, including where do women fit into the American story, how a culture can become visible without tokenization. So there's a lot of, like, really good messages in there as well. Well worth checking out.
You're listening to Hey Listen, host Nick Bruner, and you can listen to Nick Saturday nights from 8 to 10 on CAP Radio. We have time for one more.
We do. I just wrote about this track for NPR Music and their Heavy Rotation series, which should go live on Saturday. It's by a band from Winnipeg, Manitoba. They've been together since 2009, called Royal Canoe. This is Raise. I checked the window. There's nothing shining in the sky. Sky. How are we ever gonna get them rays? Am I gonna see a flash before I die? Die. I've been reaching like a flower. Gonna go higher and higher. Every single Lots of transitions in that track. It's busy, but it's balanced, and that's one of the reasons that I like it so much. It keeps my attention, bounces back and forth with a lot of different ideas. It's super-duper hook-laden, and much like the voice of Luz Elena Mendoza at Ila Bamba, I just feel warmer when I hear it, and that's not a mistake. That was programmed into the song on purpose, and here at the end of February and rainy days, I could use a lot more warmth in my life, so
right.
Hope you can too.
If people want more of this music, we have it online.
CAPRadio.org/Hey Listen. Hours of music discovery await.
Thank you, Nick. That is Nick Bruner. And we're going to close this hour with an interesting topic for you. I hinted at it earlier. The Insight team is going to be taking a sabbatical during the month of March. We're taking this chance to explore and learn some of the new mechanics of producing a radio program. It's actually much easier to delve into this type of learning when you're not also trying to produce a show every day. So CAP Radio's Chief Content Officer, Joe Barr, is on the phone to help me explain. He's out of town. Hi, Joe. I think you're actually at a radio conference at the moment.
I am. I'm in Los Angeles at KPCC, our fellow public radio station for a gathering of California public media.
So help me clarify the goals of this time off. We're clear on it, but I think it's really important to translate it for the audience since we're taking this break.
Yeah, well, I think we're looking at this as a huge opportunity for Insight, which is a very important show for CAP Radio. It's one of the most important things we do. And it's also a show that's very important to the region. We've been really trying to develop it as a town hall kind of venue where people can come and talk about the big issues and also delve into cultural topics and the arts and music. And every so often, we do this every few years, and it's part of how you evolve a show and make it better, but we take a step back and look at what we're doing, how we're doing it behind the scenes. And this is just another version of that, but we discovered pretty quickly as we began down the path most recently that if we're going to do the show justice and get to where we want to get to, it's really difficult to produce the show at the same time while you're trying to look at it and advance it. So we're going to take the month of March off and focus on Insight 2.0.
I can imagine someone saying, a month? A full month? So how unusual yeah. is it that we're taking this four-week break for this intensive?
It's unusual, but not unheard of. There have been other public radio stations that have done things like this, and even in commercial broadcasting, it's not completely unheard of for shows to be taken off the air for a while and retooled. This isn't being done out of anything other than trying to get the show to the next level, evolving it as we've always been doing. So it has nothing to do with fixing anything. It's really just getting it to the next level.
The next question is, what happens at 9 o'clock weekday mornings when we usually have Insight? And my conversations with Ken Rudin, which happen weekly, are going to continue. They won't be broadcast. They'll be posted online. But what else happens in this time slot?
Well, we're going to try out a new show that if our listeners like it, it may find a slot elsewhere on our schedule. It's called The Takeaway. It's produced by WNYC in New York. It has some similarities to Insight. It's the news of the day, but with a lot of culture and arts as part of the mix. The hosts are very engaging. I think it's a show that if people have enjoyed Insight, they will hopefully enjoy The Takeaway. So we're going to run that show at 9 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock in the evening in place of Insight just for the month of March, and then Insight will be back on Tuesday, April 2nd.
All right, and if any breaking news situations happen in the interim, we're all here. We're going to be working on our sabbatical efforts, so we're here to handle breaking news as well.
We have contingency plans for breaking news that you're fully aware of, Beth, of course. You'll be one of the first people on the air if there is a significant story and that we need to be there. So our listener service will continue for sure.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe. And off we go into this new frontier, right?
Here we go. It's going to be fun.
All right. That's Joe Barr. He's CAP Radio's Chief Content Officer. Again, Insight taking a month-long break in March. Watch for updates at capradio.org. We're back on the air again April 2nd. That's Insight for now. I'm Beth Ruiak. Our producers are Cody Drabble and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineers today are Anthony Van Hook, Antonio Munoz. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. I want to send out a big lot of love to my dad, Jim Ruiak.